the reactive mode. Then there is the other setting of your brain, the one that evolved to keep our ancestors alive when they were disturbed by threat, loss, or rejection. Multiple neural systems continually scan for any sense that something's wrong, any sense that one of your three core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection is not being met. While the responsive mode is our resting state, the negativity bias makes us very vulnerable to being knocked out of that state and into the reactive mode. Perhaps you feel apprehensive or exasperated, pulled in different directions, or left out or criticized. This disturbs the healthy equilibrium of the responsive mode and triggers the reactive mode, the red setting of your brain, which evolved to help our ancestors to escape the eager jaws of predators, scrabble for the last bits of food, and protect babies at any cost. In the red zone, the amygdala sends an alarm both to your hypothalamus to release stress hormones and to your sympathetic nervous system for the hyperarousal of fleeing or fighting. If there's a history of trauma, the amygdala could instead trigger extreme parasympathetic activation to initiate the hypoarousal of freezing, numbing, or dissociation. The neural circuits our ancestors used for raw survival light up today when we're worried about money, feeling pressured about a project at work, or hurt by a frown across a dinner table. The reactive mode assumes that there are urgent demands, so it's not concerned with your long-term needs. In this disturbed, allostatic state, which ranges from subtle to intense, bodily resources are depleted while building projects, such as strengthening the immune system, are put on hold. Adrenaline and cortisol course through the blood, and fear, frustration, and heartache color the mind. At the same time, the negativity bias is heightening the storage of the negative experience in your implicit memory. In a broad sense, the reactive mode is the neural foundation of craving, by which I mean coming from a sense of deficit or disturbance, and the suffering and harm it causes you and others. Now I'd like to summarize, in Table 3, the features of the reactive setting of your brain. Our sense of self in the avoiding system is one of feeling unsafe, in the approaching system, dissatisfied, and in the attaching system, our sense of self is disconnected. In the reactive mode, our view of the world is one of danger in the avoiding system, scarcity in terms of the approaching system, and exclusion in terms of the attaching system. Our stance in the avoiding system is aversive, in the approaching system, coveting, and in the attaching system, separated. In the reactive mode, we cope through resisting in terms of the avoiding system, grasping in the approaching system, and clinging in the attaching system. And related actions include to appease, freeze, flee, and fight in the avoiding system. Related actions include drivenness and addiction in the approaching system, and reproach, quarreling, and prejudice in the attaching system. In the reactive mode, the central experience in the avoiding system is one of fear. In the approaching system, it's frustration. And in the attaching system, it's heartache. In the red zone of the brain, our related feelings include, in the avoiding system, to be angry, immobilized, defeated, weak, overwhelmed, or helpless. In the approaching system, related feelings include to be disappointed, failed, sad, or grieving. And in the attaching system, related feelings include to be hurt, dismissed, abandoned, mistreated, provoked, aggrieved, envious, jealous, rejected, lonely, ashamed, inadequate, or unworthy.